This enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Are you really going to wear that all show?
Yes.
Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It is at Joe and Alex Show. Of course, everything goes online, joeandalexshow.com. And the number to call in, 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. We are live today. We are all up in your ear holes. We got so much to get to. We're going to get to the garbage. We got I Don't Get It with Liv the Web Girl coming up. Joe's Need to Know News. I don't know if you're going to look at the person the same on the show and you find out where they stick the thermometer to check their temperature. Because if you haven't noticed, everybody and their mother on the Joe and Alex Show has been sick or had some kind of ickiness. Pork Chop and I, we'll get into that more. Actually just got over influenza A, which is like the flu everybody talks about. So that was fun. And Joe's journey, what we're into. I mean, we've got an action-packed show. Oh, and I almost forgot, we've got Bonnaroo, chance for you to qualify to get 2 tickets to go to Bonnaroo. And just for qualifying, we'll give you a digital download of artists that are going to be there this year. So you can at least listen to them if you're actually not there. Let's go around the room, say what's up to Alex.
I'm just glad you're back.
I honestly was going to kill something if I couldn't be on the radio. I started going to drive-thrus and talking to people. Like, what would you like to eat? I'm like, nothing.
Why can't you just learn to relax?
No. It's not that I can't learn to relax. It's that I actually like what I do. Like, I love this show. I love doing radio. I could not imagine not doing it. So, like, sitting on my butt doing nothing blows my mind. I can't do that. I'm not that kind of person. Yeah. I'm lazy, but I'm not, like, lazy, if that makes sense. I don't know. Like, I could sit and be a fatty, but I have to talk.
That's what it was? Well, you could have just called like some phone sex operators or something. They would have talked to you.
I am banned from several of those, so that's not going to happen. So what have you been up to?
I honestly have not very exciting news for you. It's exciting news for me, but my apartment finally started offering trash pickup. So I had the best day ever of my life yesterday because I live on a top floor and there's no elevators. So like anytime I have trash, I have to like drag it down all these like levels of stairs, load it into my car, drive it to a dumpster. It is honestly the only thing. I really like where I live, but it's the only thing that has sucked. And yesterday they surprised us by telling us now we can get trash service for like
So what does
$15.
That mean, then? What does trash service include? What is that?
It means that like I put it outside my door and they just come get it.
Oh, God. What if they don't do it for a day or two? That's going to stink.
No, they do it every day except Fridays and Saturdays. So anyway, that has changed my life dramatically, because it is such hard work taking my trash out. I would leave trash in my apartment for too long. Like, it would start to smell and stuff. So I was like, this is just not working out. And all the like, you know, stuff I order online, like online shopping and all these boxes, it was so hard to like lug down and load into my car. So finally now I just put it all outside my door last night and I woke up this morning, it was magically gone. I was so happy.
Wow.
That's amazing.
I know. So I told you that you guys probably don't care that much about it, but for me, it is life changing.
I am so jealous.
You never just like check it out your third floor like window or anything?
Ugh, I can't, but I wish.
Oh, I used to do that all the time. Like, I don't feel like taking this down the stairs. That's why I hate living on the top floors. I'd rather be on the bottom. Sure, people can kill you easier, but it's, you know.
Yeah, that wasn't worth it for me.
All right, what up, Liv the Web Girl?
Hello.
What's going on?
Not too much. I'm just so excited for Thursday. I cannot wait for these games to start. Well, the games technically already started for the NCAA tournament. Belmont beat Temple yesterday, so they're going to go on and play Maryland, which I think Maryland is going to be a really big dark horse in this tournament. So I think that's like a team to look out for, just an FYI. But I'm just so excited that games have initially started, but that the real 64-round tournament starts on Thursday. I literally cannot wait.
See, you're excited for March Madness this weekend. I'm just excited because Jordan Peele's Us comes out. And so that's what I'm going to go watch.
Yeah. No, thank you. No, thank you. But I'm so excited. Like, I have a ton of friends who are taking work off on Friday, who are taking half days on Thursday, saving just like their whole entire weekend just for basketball.
That's cool. What about you, Pork Chop? What's going on? You're, I brought it up at the beginning. You're wearing a surgical mask right now. Are you going to go do surgery or what's up?
No, this is just so Alex and Liv can't say I got them sick.
Oh.
Well, thanks, because I'm really nervous about it, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm wearing a surgical mask because, obviously, I just got over the flu, and, yeah, I really...
I was surprised you came back so fast, because I contracted the flu. I'm sorry. I had flu-like symptoms Friday night, because I was fine Friday on the show. I had a little bit of a cough, but I'm like, okay, cool. All of a sudden, I'm like, oh, this sucks. I don't feel good at all. And I'm like, do I have a fever? Because I never have a fever. And I did. It was like 101.5. So I went to the urgent care the next day. That's a whole fiasco, too. They mixed up my ID with somebody else. I think that's a HIPAA violation wherever I went to the urgent care. But I won't talk about that too much right now on the air. Dude, yeah. I'm like, this is not my information.
What?
I'm like, why do I have this guy's ID? Just because he has a beard? Yeah. Okay, way to stereotype right there. So, are you feeling good, though, man?
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling much better. On Saturday, I've been dying to tell you guys, on Saturday for St. Patrick's Day, I made $400 Uber driving.
That's crazy.
Man, we're so proud of you. Now, did you get our Joe and Alex show listeners sick? Because you obviously had influenza then, too. You probably got all of the city sick, didn't you?
But his symptoms didn't start until Sunday, so technically couldn't he not have given them?
I think that you harbor I read that for 2 days prior to your symptoms showing up front, like, you have them in your body so you can spread them around.
Interesting. Yeah, on Saturday, I just had a little cough, and then, like, somewhere between Saturday night and Sunday morning, I was just deathly.
Yeah, so, like, if Joe got sick on Friday night, then he probably had the germs in him since Wednesday and could have spread them around.
I didn't know that. Interesting.
I'm pretty sure I read that, like, a couple days ago.
I was kind of kidding bringing that up because Joe does not want to admit that he could have given anyone the flu.
I'll admit, like, when I'm, like, for example, everybody wants me to take a day off. When I have the flu and it's contagious, I took off time. I was out Saturday. Liv did my remote on Saturday that I had. Otherwise, you know, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I almost was off today, but I said, you know what? Let's go in. Let's do our thing. So what if I have a high fever?
I hope not.
It's all right. I'm dedicated to the show. I love you guys. I want you to feel the warmth of my love, which is my flu.
Coming up in the garbage, this popular reality show has hit a new low in ratings. Does Michael Jackson's accuser still listen to his music? And big Cardi B news.
Oh, I love trash. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
American Idol has hit a new low for ratings. American Idol and The Voice went head-to-head, airing on the same time, and The Voice led the ratings with 9.73 million viewers, while American Idol only had 6.05 million. This is a series low for the show, airing for both ABC and Fox.
All right, can we at least admit, because everybody wants to hate on Idol, can we at least admit that this song is a bop? Way better than the "This Is The Voice."
I agree that the theme song music is better for American Idol, but the show, The Voice, is better than American Idol. American Idol is dead. No one watches that anymore, clearly, by the ratings. I've been saying that forever. Now we got the ratings to prove it. I'm never wrong, you guys. I'm never wrong with this stuff.
You sure you're never wrong? Like, never?
When it comes to predictions and conspiracy theories and stuff, I've been pretty dead on. Michael Jackson's accuser, Wade Robson, says it's not his concern whether people listen to the King of Pop's music. The celebrity choreographer said, "I don't have any moral authority to make a judgment for everyone else on listening to Jackson's music. I don't listen to his music because I have a personal experience with it, but that's everyone's individual choice." Robson claims that he was molested by Jackson over a 7-year period, starting in 1990, and those accusations were featured in the HBO documentary Leaving Neverland. Cardi B has landed her first movie role as a stripper in the upcoming film Hustlers. Cardi will appear alongside Constance Wu, Jennifer Lopez, Kiki Palmer, Lily Reinhart, and Julie Stiles, not to be confused with Julia Stiles. Hustlers is based off of an article published in The Cut titled "The Hustlers It Scores." The article and film is about a group of strippers who conned wealthy Wall Street workers for their money. I think that sounds good.
I wonder if she'll be naked in it.
I don't know. Like, I don't know what the rating is.
But no, you know what's funny? I bet you she'll be incredible. Not like she's going to win an award, but...
Well, she was a stripper for years.
Well, I don't mean the stripping part.
Oh.
I mean, like, I bet just her being Cardi B, she's larger than life. Like, if she's just that personality.
I want to see this. It sounds interesting to me. And I'm obsessed with Constance Wu right now.
I don't know who Constance Wu is.
She was the lead girl in Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh, okay.
The movie.
Now I know what you're talking about.
Woodstock 50 has revealed their full lineup for the anniversary event happening August 16th through the 18th. Since I was in high school, it's been my dream to go to Woodstock. Headliners for the show include Jay-Z, Chance the Rapper, Dead & Company, The Killers, The Black Keys, also Miley Cyrus, Halsey, The Lumineers, John Fogerty, Imagine Dragons, Janelle Monáe, Brandi Carlile, Sturgill Simpson, Margo Price, and more. They're also going to have artists who actually performed at the original Woodstock Festival in 1969, like David Crosby, Santana, Canned Heat, and Country Joe McDonald.
So you're saying you would go out and like do the camping in the mud and stuff? I can't see you doing that at Woodstock.
I don't want to do the camping part. If I could just go for a few hours and then be done and like go to a hotel, then I will go. That's why like Lollapalooza, which happens in Chicago, is my jam, or Hangout Fest, which happens in Gulf Shores, Alabama, is my jam, because those are two music festivals where you have to be gussied up. So that's what I like, because you get to stay in a hotel and it's very bougie. But then you have Bonnaroo, like we're giving away tickets all this week around 7:50, because that is something for people that do like to rough it and be in the mud and the rain and the field.
I just couldn't
whatever.
See you like diving into a pit of mud. I could see Liv doing that, like freeze. Spirit.
I just have a fascination with the 60s and like the hippie life. That's why since I was in high school, I did. Like I would burn incense in my room. I had mushrooms posters hanging up. I was real weird in high school.
I did mudslides all the time at concerts that were outdoors. We always went to this like outdoor concert venue, and anytime it would rain, we literally would do like a running start and like slide down the hill on the lawn.
When?
In mud. But all during high school and college.
Wow. And Mark Hamill says he's good at keeping secrets in the world of Star Wars.
I'm in that really calming lull between the time after you make the movie and before it comes out. They don't want you to just say anything.
Right, yeah.
And I'm good at that.
Mm-hmm.
But like I say on my Twitter account, people are constantly saying, when's the trailer dropping?
Right.
What's the title? Well, you know, I love driving the Disney executives crazy, because what are they going to do, fire me?
Yeah, right.
That's the garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Oh, Liv the Web Girl, there's so much she doesn't know. We try to teach her, but nothing sticks. She might be dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe.
Okay, dumber than... we get it.
Liv, explain Bluetooth.
Okay, so it's used for a bunch of different devices, but I don't understand how one device can speak to another device. Like, how are they talking to each other? How are they like sending information from like one to another? Like, is it like a secret language that we just like don't understand? Or are they using like walkie-talkies? I mean, I just like don't get it. Also, why is it called Bluetooth? I'm sorry, but there are no teeth in devices, unless there are little teeth in devices, and that's how they're communicating and speaking to one another to like send the information. I mean, I just don't get it.
And that's another thing that Liv the Web Girl doesn't get. Coming up in less than 1 hour from now, we're going to get you qualified for a trip to Bonnaroo. Yeah, we'll give you some camping gear, get to hang out. It's going to be an awesome show. And just for getting qualified for that, you'll get digital downloads of artists that are going to be performing this year at Bonnaroo. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Talked about this before, but looks like it actually is going to happen, which is exciting. There will soon be K-Cups for alcohol.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's not going to be to us for a while, though. They're going to move forward with plans to launch the home K-Cup system. It's going to be in St. Louis in late November. Oh, they mentioned it last November. But here's where it's actually going to come out. Missouri and Florida in the coming months, as well as California. So those three states will have it by 2020. But what about us?
Yeah, what about us?
They say if it all goes well, they'll speed up the process and do more. Of course it'll go well. Look at the coffee we drink. We're addicted to our Keurig. Give me alcohol. I need it. It's a tough job. Yeah, they'll say it'll be $2.99 when they do come out with these. I wonder how much the actual cartridges are going to be. That's what's going to get me. If it's like $10 a pop for like a gin and tonic.
Yeah, no.
You know what? I'll just do what I do now and just bring my drinks into work already. Today is a special day. Dairy Queen is giving away free ice cream today for Free Cone Day. Participating locations will be handing out free small vanilla soft serve cones as part of Dairy Queen's annual Free Cone Day promotion. The locations with shopping malls will not be taking part, so you better find a new spot to try to make that happen.
Don't go to the food court, I guess.
Yeah, that's probably a no-go right there, dog. Did you mention this yesterday? Because I'll skip over it if not, but I feel like it's mine. Did you talk about the Taco Bell saucers, another story about saving a life? Okay,
nope. This
is insane. Taco Bell has got to be like paying people for this stuff to happen. They helped save a Florida man's life. The man decided to get more hot sauce. He was sitting down inside the restaurant. A few seconds later, a car with an elderly man driving crashed through the front of the Taco Bell and destroyed the table where the guy was sitting at. So he would have been killed.
That is so scary.
To be fair, that would have been one hell of a way to go out. Like, if I'm going out, I want it to be at Taco Bell. Like, cheesy gordita crunch.
Yeah, that is some Final Destination stuff, though.
But that guy lived, though, all because he went to get hot sauce. And like a week or two ago, we talked about the gentleman that survived off Taco Bell hot sauce packets for a few days. So there's something about the hot sauce.
Maybe Taco Bell's orchestrating all these weird things so that they can be getting some free marketing and publicity.
Major, major PR stunts.
Hey, Taco Bell, I'm right here. What do you want to happen? You can save my life anytime. I believe that's true. Sporting news. This is huge. Just weeks after Bryce Harper had the richest contract in U.S. sports history, Mike Trout has passed him. He signed a 12-year, $430 million contract extension. Almost half a billion. That's $100 million more than the guy got. You're going to get a half a billion to play baseball for 12 years?
Crazy.
I would take 12 grand to do that.
You would? My God.
Okay, realistically, no. But my point is, I think anyone would dream to play a sport, but to be a half a billionaire,
right. Watch
out, Kylie Jenner. I mean, come on.
That's great.
That or Kendall or whoever the hell it is. I don't even know my Kardashians. A couple more special days today. Today is National Kick Butts Day, as in cigarette butts. So they say it's a day where people try to kick the habit. So I wish you well if you do struggle with smoking. I know you probably don't like doing it. It's just a habit that you have. But it's disgusting. My dad used to smoke, but thank God he stopped. They told him it would kill him, but actually he died from something else. But either way, that's going on today. So good luck with stopping your smoking. The number one reason people quit smoking, why do you think they try to do it?
Why do I think they stop?
Yeah, like in a recent survey, they asked people, hey, why do you smoke?
Maybe it affects
the kids. And
why
are you going to quit? Nope, nothing to do with kids. Any other guesses
cancer?
Here?
Cancer?
Nope. Money. We're all greedy. We say money. Then health came into it. We're like, well, it's too expensive for a pack. So I guess raising those prices out of the world might be why. And Liv already mentioned this today. It's the first round of March Madness starting tomorrow. You got one more day to fill out your bracket. Are we doing that here? Pork Chop was all about, I got a bracket. It's going to be huge.
Well, I mean, I wanted to, but I was kind of dying the past couple days.
Oh, you always have excuses, don't you?
It's not too late.
Tomorrow at 12 is the deadline, right?
Yep.
Are you dead yet?
Well, no, I'll do it today.
This guy's been teasing death at least twice this week. Make up your mind, Pork Chop. Gosh, somebody wants attention. That right there is Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show. Check it all out at joeandalexshow.com. Hey, good morning to you. Thank you so much for listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. The number to call in is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I want to know, where'd you get lost at? Because I'm sure we've run into a situation like this where we've got separated, maybe not lost, but separated from someone or a group of people we're with. This happened to a boyfriend and a girlfriend. A woman took to social media after losing her boyfriend at Disney World in Orlando. The couple was at Epcot when they got separated. That's when she turned to a special group for Disney annual pass holders on Facebook after their cell phone battery died. I guess they knew a lot about this, and they're like, I'm going to hop on there. She posted a photo of the two and asked users to help find her boyfriend. The post got over 1,300 comments within 2 hours, so people were going really hyperactive on this thing. He was finally found standing in line for the Frozen boat ride attraction.
I like him.
Just minutes before the park closed and 3 hours after he went missing.
Yeah.
I mean, do they have alcohol there? I know some of them they do.
They do now, I think, in Magic Kingdom for the first time ever, only in certain spots.
They do in Epcot.
See, then that's where I would be. I'm like, okay, my phone's dead. I'm like, well, we know we have to meet back wherever, somewhere later at that night. We'll get there as long as I got money. I would just do that. Because without your phone anymore, like, how do you do that? You're going to do a group page like,
hi, we're looking for Joe's girlfriend here at Epcot. Can you please come to the teacup ride?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's the only thing you could do. Like, I'm surprised he didn't go to a worker and ask if they could page.
Do you really, though, as an adult, want to have to be paged or page somebody? Oh. I get like a kid, but as an adult man or woman, that'd be so embarrassing.
I have no shame. No shame at all. Honestly, if it wasn't for my cell phone, do you know how many times I would have lost so many friends and how many times I would have been lost from my friends?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like any kind of drinking situation, that happens. But luckily, our phones are charged because we kind of know better.
Now, to
we're
be clear,
prepared
this,
for it.
To be clear, this was not a drinking situation. I'm just saying that's what I would do in the situation.
No, I know this isn't a drinking situation, but I'm saying anytime there is. I mean, I lose people all the time. Like, I still, when I go to the grocery store with my mom, I'm like, Mom, like looking for her because I get separated from her somehow.
Is that why she just like picks the one with a little, you know, like little caged in area where you can like be pushed around in the front and her she can just push you around the store
in the little car?
Yeah, like, oh, Olivia, hop in there.
I don't understand why in this day and age why someone wouldn't have a phone charger on them, especially if you're like doing an amusement park or whatever, or a portable charger that like hooks onto your phone.
Do you want to carry all that something like that? Do you really want to? Okay, that makes sense, but do you want to carry that with you all day throughout the park?
Usually you have a little backpack or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime I'm going pretty much anywhere, I always have my wallet, my phone, and my charger. I'll bring my charger before I even bring my keys.
I mean, that was just amateur hour. And why are you separating anyway?
Well, I mean, it's easy to get separated. Like, hey, I'm going to go to the bathroom and you lose sight of somebody.
Yeah, you can't ever do that. Whenever I have a boyfriend, like, I never let them go do something like that unless they're standing right outside the bathroom with me so that I don't lose them.
Yeah, is that why you put on, like, the Find My iPhone or track them, too, so you know where they're at all times?
Also that, yeah. Why didn't they have their location on?
Well,
although, I guess it wouldn't work.
Phone's dead, yeah, the phone's dead.
He's going to look at
can
it.
Can you like, do Find My iPhone even if your phone's dead?
I don't think you can. I mean, maybe you can search for it.
One time I lost my phone on 4th of July in college, and I tried to do Find My iPhone, and it didn't work. I think my phone was dead or maybe shattered somewhere.
He just needed to let go of his pride and go ask a worker to help him.
I think he did the right thing and went for the Frozen ride personally, but to each their own. 833-JOE-ALEX. Where were you separated at? Did you have something like that? Because back in the day, I don't know how the heck people would have survived. I would have been dead. Alex is recently single, and you bring up an interesting question, Alex, as far as what, dating or what is this?
Okay, yes. What is considered casual dating? Because here's what I was thinking about last night. After how many dates is it not considered casual? I met this girl for the first time. And I asked her, I was like, oh, so are you dating anybody? And she says to me, oh, I'm casually dating someone. It's been 9 months. And I was like, 9 months?
Who says it's casual, her or him? Or
both of them, her and him.
Who's paying for everything?
I was like, how often do you see each other?
Who's paying for everything?
I don't know. I didn't ask that. But I was like, how often do you see each other? She's like, oh, I mean, like every weekend. I'm like, girl, you are boyfriend and girlfriend. What do you mean that is not casual? What is going on? What is with millennials and like refusing to just say you're in an official relationship?
I mean, ask Liv the Web Girl. That was her for a long time. Now she's got like a lockdown thing. But didn't you say back in school, like you never really had like a thing? It was kind of like whatever.
Yeah, it was all very, very casual. Like, love the word casual, not putting serious labels on it. 9 months is a little heavy, but I feel like I kind of know people like that. That it's like, even still after 9 months.
See, but that's lying to yourself.
No, it's just like, it's, you know what you have with the person. You know what you have with the person. You know where you stand with the person. But you guys aren't just putting a label on it. You're having fun.
This is a garbage way to hide commitment issues.
833-JOE-ALEX is the number. What do you think about this? 833-563-2539. I'll tell you right now, if I liked a girl, not even the money part of it. I kid around that because I am cheap. But if I was dating her and I really liked her and she's like, oh, let's just keep it casual. No, I'm not keeping it casual for more than like a month.
Yeah, I was going to say, for me, if you've been talking consistently on a daily basis and going on dates every weekend for a month, you are dating, like, officially.
Like it or not.
Like, you're after a month of that, you should be having the exclusive. Let me rephrase this. After a month of talking every single day, all day long, seeing each other at least weekly, you need to be having the conversation of, are we exclusive? Are we seeing other people or just each other? So then you decide that you're exclusive maybe for another month. Maybe I could go with two more, maybe three total. And then you better be having the conversation of, are we boyfriend and girlfriend or not?
But maybe neither one of them want to have the conversation. Maybe,
see, okay.
But and also maybe then neither have your one parents, of them want to
be. Then have your parents have the conversation for you.
But the other thing is, I know this other girl that I am friends with who's been dating a guy for a couple months, and she is ready to be official. They hang out every single day, go on dates. She's met his family, and he still won't flip pancakes with her because he says he wants to wait till they're official, but they're not having any conversation now after a couple months of, what are we? Are we seeing other people? She still doesn't know if they're dating other people. When I asked her, why don't you ask him if he is seeing any other girls? She won't do it. She's too scared. She's too scared to ask the first question. I'm like, I literally can't. I can't. Because I am so direct, and I am someone that is not dating to date. I'm dating to find someone that I marry. So I don't care at all. I'm telling you before even the first date what I'm doing, what I believe in, all these different things and what I'm looking for. Because I don't have time for these games.
Amanda, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
I want to say that other people do not have the right to define my relationships. And if I want to say that my relationship is casual after 9 months or 2 years or whatever, it is a casual relationship.
So how long have you been with your person?
Which one?
Well, I mean, do you have multiple people right now? I mean, what worms did I open up? Okay, explain. Go ahead.
I define myself as a polyamorous person.
We have a lot of that. I love it. Okay, thank you.
I'm in 4 relationships.
Holy cow.
All of them are casual.
How do you even keep up with that?
Help define casual. Are you guys flipping pancakes? Are you like...
Oh, yeah, we're flipping pancakes.
And it's not casual.
Yes, it's casual. We see each other when we can. We don't have a set time when we see each other. Two of my relationships are truck drivers. So when they're in town, they come over, we see each other, we flip pancakes, we go out to eat, we talk. I may not talk to one of them for 2 or 3 months at a time. And then all of a sudden we may talk to each other again every day for 2 or 3 months.
See, I would classify that as casual, but are there
to me that's a friends with benefits. That's what that is. That's not a casual.
But as she brings up, that's just a label though too.
But it's not platonic. It's more than platonic. So it wouldn't just be friends with
benefits. It's more than platonic, but we define it as casual.
Do they all know about each other?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Otherwise it wouldn't work. Polyamory is all about open, honest communication.
So then at what point is it no longer casual?
Knows they're not my only.
At what point is it no longer casual in your eyes? Like after how many dates or how long of this?
When you're pregnant?
I don't put a time frame on it.
Okay.
Interesting.
And you want it to always be that way then? Do you not want to have anything serious?
I mean, we're as serious as I want to be.
Okay. Now, like you said, two of them were truck drivers. Have you ever got to like tug on the horn?
No, I don't ride in their trucks.
Are you a lot lizard? Be honest.
No, I'm not. Ironically, I work in the trucking field, and so I deal with a lot of truck drivers.
Do you guys have any CB names for each other? Like, this is a little brown bear.
No, we do not have trucker names for each other.
Right. That's what you should have said. It becomes... not casual.
Go. That's when it would become serious when we make up trucker names for each other.
That's when you know it's real love. Hey, thank you. Let's talk to Devin on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Yeah, hello. I don't understand why people aren't really concerned with the whole idea of romance and love anymore. The whole polyamorous thing I met a girl once that was like that, and it completely threw me for a loop. Like, how can you be in love with more than one person at a time? Like,
haven't you ever watched The Bachelor?
I was going to say, those people love 20 people at once and make out with all of them.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't know. Maybe I'm an artist and I'm a sap like that, but I believe that when you look for love, you look for somebody, one person, that you can be a team with and share your life with. Like, I don't... I don't know.
Then how long would it be to bring up Alex's question? Let's say you and Alex were dating. How long is it casual before it has to change?
Well, like I said, I'm a sap. So, and I know when I know I want somebody, I'll tell them. And there's a lot of times when that is freaked them out, especially when I was younger and I didn't understand how that stuff works. But I mean, like Alex said, the games, they're dumb and they're not worth it.
Mm-hmm. Quit playing your love games.
So my boyfriend Chase and I, like, we've been, our 7-year anniversary is coming up this April 6th. And I mean, we're casually dating.
How so?
How are you casually dating?
No, you're not. You guys live together.
I'm kidding.
Hold on, let me make it funny. All right, thank you, Porkchop. We appreciate that contribution.
Coming up in the garbage, this celebrity wedding has been postponed.
Oh, I love trash. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Hailey Baldwin and Justin Bieber have postponed their wedding ceremony indefinitely as they both work on Justin's recovery. The two were legally married in a Manhattan courthouse in September, and since then, Justin has been open about his struggle with depression recently in an Instagram post. Hailey's been there for him throughout his recovery and has been photographed numerous times consoling him in public. They're actually vacationing in Newport Beach, California during an outing in a park on Friday, and his mom even came that weekend too, and they all like relaxed by the pool and read the Bible. So
really hope. It just seems like we're, I don't know, maybe it's because we just hear about whatever's topical, but it seems like he's really, really struggling, and I hope they can work things out because it's hard enough being your own person without issues.
Yeah.
But then to be married, it's like the other person, they got to be there for you.
Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, has been offered a deal in his Florida prostitution case. 77-year-old Kraft is accused of going to Orchids of Asia Day Spa on two separate occasions in January and paying for sex acts. He's been charged with 2 counts of soliciting prostitution. Sources say prosecutors are willing to drop the criminal charges if Kraft agrees to a bunch of embarrassing punishments. I don't know what that means. He'd have to complete a course about prostitution and 100 hours of community service. He would also have to submit to an STD test. He would also have to state that if the case were to go to trial, he would be found guilty. Apparently, the other guys busted in the prostitution sting of the deal. His case is due back in court on March 28th. Natalie Morales was fired as the host of Access Hollywood in order to make way for Mario Lopez. Morales was let go along with the show's longtime executive producer Rob Silverstein as NBC revamps the show. She's going to remain as the West Coast anchor for the Today Show. She'll be replaced by Lopez, who is coming over from Extra. Today on Hulu, I'm very excited about this. I've been waiting for months. The seasonal anthology series, The Act, comes out. The first season follows the true crime story of Gypsy Rose Blanchard, a girl trying to escape the toxic relationship she has with her overprotective mother, who has Munchausen by proxy, where she makes up all of her diseases and abuses her by purposely making her sick when she isn't. The result is Gypsy and her internet boyfriend murdering her mom as a last resort. I don't know if you remember, but we did this for Murder Monday a few months ago. This looks so good. Here's just some of the trailer.
This is the state's case against Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
She's got paraplegia, epilepsy, heart murmur, and she's allergic to sugar. Everything I do for her.
My mom is my best friend. All she wants to do is keep me safe.
Gypsy!
Have you been able to confirm the girl's medical history?
Which part?
Any of it.
So good. I can't even tell you. Like, everyone's talking about this. This is a huge, huge thing coming out today on streaming services. So that'll be on Hulu today.
Cool.
And Maren Morris talked about being nervous when Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton at the Grammys.
I was really nervous because obviously it's Dolly Parton and I was singing a trio song with her and Miley, and I know Miley is Dolly's goddaughter. So I'm kind of coming into their familiar world, but Dolly just immediately made me feel so welcome to be there.
Coming up in less than an hour, this celebrity revealed that they've been living in a sober house.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Someone on the show does something so gross that you might not even look at them the same after you find out how they check their temperature. Wow.
And it's not in their butt. I know that's what you're thinking. It's not that.
Is it? Isn't it? We'll find out in about 6 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and You're going to think a little differently as somebody on the Joe and Alex show after you hear about this. And we would like for you to join in the conversation at 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. Myself, Joe, and producer Porkchop, we've been out. We've been down with the influenza A. Ugh, it's nasty. But, knock on wood, our fevers are down. Wink, wink, we came in anyways. No, they really are. And we broke a fever like over 24 hours ago, and we have not peaked since, so we're good. That being said, we had to check our temperature the whole time. Porkchop, how do you check your temperature when you're seeing how you are?
Well, I wasn't exactly sure how to do it, so I had to wait till Chase got home from work and he helped me with it. But
excuse me? Hold on. I didn't what you what?
Well, I mean, I don't know. He was the one that went to CVS and he bought it. It was like this little green thing with a metal piece on the end.
Thermometer? Yes.
Yes, a thermometer. And he just puts it in my mouth and then he hits a little button and then it you wait a minute and then it tells you the temperature. So in my mouth.
Okay. That's interesting, just the fact that you're an adult man and you don't know how to administer a thermometer.
I mean, I guess I know how. It's just there was no buttons on it. The button was kind of hidden on the back.
All right. Well, me too. We actually went out and the battery was kind of dying, so we went out and I could not find a freaking replacement battery, so we had to buy another one. But the thermometer said, yeah, you got a fever, like 101.5. And I always, like, since I've been a kid, I put it in my mouth, like right underneath your tongue.
Under the tongue.
And you hold it there. Usually it's 10 to 30, depending on the thermometer. Some are quicker than others. Live the Web Girl, let me ask you, I hope you don't have to check your temperature anytime soon, but what is your go-to method for checking your temperature to see if you got a fever?
Under my tongue, in my mouth. Always done it that way ever since I was a little kid. My mom used to put it underneath my tongue.
Okay.
That's how I do it.
All right. Well, that makes sense. So if you're listening, you're like, well, what's so shocking then? Not a big deal. Somebody on the show has one of the weirdest ways I've ever heard of it. And she says it's not. If anybody can defend this, 833-JOE-ALEX.
I'm telling you, this is so like not an issue. Like nobody is going to be that shocked by this. Take my temperature by sticking the thermometer in my armpit.
Oh, that is so gross.
What are you talking about? Normal.
No, it's not. Here, hold on. Let me put it right there in my pit.
Literally everyone does that. I've always
no,
done that
don't.
Since I was little. That's where you put it.
Actually, yes, I have heard of this before, Joe. When I went to...
Nobody
I forget,
does their know, armpits. Yes, it's in your mouth.
I forget if it was the doctor or if it was at like the school nurse, but they would sometimes, yeah, they would stick it in my pit.
I guess it could be weird if it's like, well, I still do the rectal thermometer. I'm like, well, okay, that's just a little bit weird. But no, in the armpit, I don't. Maybe it was. I'm not saying it's never happened to me, but as far as I can remember in my lifetime, I've never got my temperature taken where it's been put in my pit. It's always been, all right, hold on to your tongue. Do your thing. Now, I know they have other things, too, where they'll do, like, a temper thermometer, like, over your head. They can do that so they don't wake up sleeping kids, which is really nice when they're not feeling well. But does anybody else actually admit that they check their temperature under their armpit?
Yes.
Why are you so afraid to put it in your mouth?
I'm not afraid. That's just, like, where my thermometer goes. That's how it always has been since I was a kid, so.
Is it only for that, or is that just, like, where you put it, though? I'm saying, like, can it go in the mouth?
I don't know, honestly. I just always thought it was supposed to be my armpit, so I've never put it in my mouth.
What if you don't shave?
It doesn't matter. It's supposed to be like how your temperature in your body is under there. It's supposed to be more accurate.
Talisha, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Have you heard of this?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh my
gosh. Under your armpit or in your ear.
Whoa.
The thermometer you have.
Hold on. I've never heard. Okay, like at a doctor's office, yeah, like they put
but
it in there.
But you can buy those at CVS.
Okay, but I'm saying the majority of people do it like in their mouth.
A nurse just tweeted us and said, I'm a nurse and armpit temps are normal. That's how we get a lot of kids' temps. See,
what?
I told you, I don't know why you're...
You know what, though?
This
you're
shouldn't have
still
even been
kid.
Something we brought up because no one is going to be shocked by this. Like, everyone
you
knows.
You are such a kid, though. I should have thought of that. Like, what do, like, five-year-olds do? That's what Alex will probably do then. Brandy's on the Joe and Alex show. What's up, Brandy?
Hi.
What do you do?
Well, actually, I have done under the arm before, but I am a home health aide, and we usually, if it's a younger child, it is through the butt.
No way.
Yes.
I thought that was like something that they used to do in the olden times.
Or like just for dogs, yeah, like for an animal.
No, that is the more accurate, correct way is through the butt.
Okay.
I thought the most accurate was oral.
Nope.
Wow.
See, I thought it was that too. I assume, okay. Brandy, God bless you for doing that. How often do you actually have to do that that way? Is that like a daily thing or just sort of once in a while?
I've been in healthcare for 19 years, so I've done it quite a bit.
You ever just had one person, you're like, you know what? We're just going to say you got a fever.
Well, no, but I've had a couple people actually ask me to do it that way instead.
What?
No? Yeah, watch out for them. Yeah.
You know, hey, I think I got a fever. Can you check for me real quick, please?
No, thanks.
Hey, appreciate your call. 833-JOE-ALEX. Hey, Lauren, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up?
I'm just calling. I'm a toddler teacher, and we always use a thermometer under the arm.
There you go.
All right, now, when kids grow up and they're adults, Alex, do they still do that?
I mean, I put it under my, like, I mean, as an adult, I probably do it under my tongue as an adult, but okay. I mean, I would say anywhere up till like, I mean, I don't know, like an early teenager, probably under the arm.
That is just so weird to me. I don't ever remember that. I'll do one more call on this. My mind is blown today. Is this Lena? You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, thanks for calling in. How are you checking the temperature? Are you a weirdo and you pit it up?
I mean, personally, I put it in my mouth underneath my tongue, but I have worked at daycares and preschools for about 5 years, and especially with the tiny little ones, they prefer it underneath their armpit because trying to stick a thermometer in a little baby's mouth is very uncomfortable for them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's multiple ways to do it.
I think it all makes sense now. It all makes sense because, like, Alex has so many childlike qualities that it's just, like, that's why she likes to hang on to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that you're used to. You've grown up doing it. It's comfortable for you.
All right, cool.
So, yeah.
I can't make my joke. All right, hey, thank you for calling in. Well, I think we learned a lot today.
Yeah, like that I'm always right.
No, that you are on the equivalent level of a fifth grader. That's what we learned. It's the Joe and Alex Show. Hello! Follow us, Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. So I saw this list and I said, really? Really? Is it that bad? Now listen, this is coming from the guy that has the worst anxiety and stress in the world, self-admittedly. Trying to work on it, but that's who I am. Thanks, Mom and Dad, for making me the way I am. 3 in 5 millennials say life is more stressful now than ever before. Ever.
How so?
Well, they've got some reasons here. According to this recent survey, with these 3 out of 5 people, about 60% say it's more stressful. They believe that it's more stressful because any of these 20 things, they just say it's like, man, you know, like if my phone's dying, that's stressful. Or
yes,
like, you know, if I'm like late to work, that's kind of stressful. And, you know, like FOMO, that's kind of stressful. I'm like, are you serious? I mean, there's 20. I can go over 20 reasons.
Yeah,
here on
I
want to
hear all of them.
Okay, these are so lame. Losing your wallet or credit card, of course, but that's always been there. Arguing with your partner, traffic delays, losing your phone, late to work, slow Wi-Fi. Man, we have that like crazy
yep.
right now. Phone battery dying, forgetting your passwords, credit card fraud that's more prevalent nowadays, forgetting your phone charger, losing or misplacing keys, paying your bills.
That is stressful, of course. That's any age.
But that's so easy now. Everything can be done right on your phone or on your tablet. Like it's, I feel like it's easier than back in the day. You had like, okay, let me like write a check out. What's the address? Did I do that right? Did I put the stamp on there?
Do they mean that it's stressful coming up with the money and like how you're going to pay for it, or the actual act of how do I pay it?
They're just saying that life is stressful, not like how do you pay. But, not the financial mean. Not at least in this one. I'm sure finances are tough, but that's not what this was about.
But Joe, listen to what you just said. You said, how is life so stressful now? Because everything's on your phone, on a tablet. So if you don't have a charger and you can't charge that phone, that's why
yeah.
it becomes stressful.
I would agree that is
then
very
you're
stressful.
But you're just dumb, though, for not being prepared. Like,
not
how do you not have another
you're
charger?
You're contradicting you know, yourself.
Let me.
How is that contradictory?
Because you're saying it's not stressful not to have a charger, but then you're saying everything's on your phone.
Yeah, like
so
if,
then
no,
that right there proves why it would be stressful to
no,
have your phone
you
dying.
If you live your life like that and you're a hot mess, then you're giving yourself self-imposed stress. The fact if you just do what you're supposed to do, like we've always supposed to do mm-hmm. our whole life, it shouldn't be that hard to get it done.
Paying bills doesn't stress you out because I already know your wife does it all for you.
Listen, I put the money in the account, I think. Okay, so whatever. Now you're stressing me out.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Fun fact, Notorious B.I.G. will not be at Bonnaroo this year. Hate to throw that out there for you, but...
Who thinks that that's happening?
I don't know. Just maybe you heard the music. You're like, wait, Biggie's going to be there?
Oh, geez.
No, Biggie is unavailable. But there are going to be some amazing artists going to be at Bonnaroo. And we want to hook you up this morning. Pork Chop, explain everybody the game we're going to play before I get a contestant on the phone.
We're going to play Fact or Fiction. I'm going to give you a statement, and you have to tell me if it's true or false, fact or fiction.
Who's you, us or the listeners?
The listeners.
Okay.
All right, cool. Let's get somebody on to play this morning. Crystal, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Hi, Crystal.
Hi, good morning.
Oh, man, you went ready to get qualified to win this grand prize, possibly go to Bonnaroo, and just for doing that, we'll get you a digital download of some artists that are going to be there?
Absolutely.
All right, well, Pork Chop, let's play the game, my man.
All right, this is called Fact or Fiction, and it's all based about Full House. You have to get 3 out of 5 right to win. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Alanis Morissette wrote a song called You Ought to Know that went on after John Stamos for playing her. Fact or fiction?
Fiction.
That is correct. She wrote it about Uncle Joey on Full House, not about John Stamos.
Ooh.
All right.
Yay.
Comet, the golden retriever on Full House, was the same dog in the first Air Bud movie. Fact or fiction?
Fact.
That is correct. His name was Buddy.
I didn't even know that. Wow, that dog got a lot of action.
He died in 1998 at the age of 12.
My friend has a cat named Comet, named after the Full House dog.
Aww.
R.I.P. Not to the cat. I hope the cat's alive, but...
Jesse had a name for his favorite comb, Mr. Goodpart. Fact or fiction?
Fact.
That is correct.
You must know your Full House.
Jeez. How did you know that so well?
I guess.
Wow.
Well, hey, that worked. Thank you for not dragging the game on an hour and a half.
Right. Yes, I'm so happy. Thank you.
I kind of, but here's the thing, though, now today, I'm kind of interested. Like, I want to know more facts. Like, I'm still hung up on Comet. Like, these facts amaze me. Can you share them with me off air, please?
Oh, of course.
Okay, good. All right, it's the Joe and Alex Show. Hang on there, Crystal. You are now qualified for that grand prize. 2 general admission tickets to Bonnaroo, along with some camping gear. The prize includes commemorative wristbands. Over 130 performances are going to be going on. There's going to be awesome food, merch, and all kinds of great stuff. And we'll give you access to the campground and car camping pass, too. So if you get that grand prize, you're going to be hooked up big time. But just for getting qualified, we're going to give you digital downloads of artists that are going to be playing this year at Bonnaroo. Another chance to win comes up tomorrow around this time here on the Joe and Alex Show.
Come on.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you?
Come on.
It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We've got a lot to get to still here on the show. Coming up in just 1 second, we'll delve into Joe's journey. After that, what we're into, you can call us at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. You can share with us what you're into. Music, shows you're watching. I have an idea what Alex is into this week, but I'm just guessing because I know she talked about it in the garbage. Is it garbage related?
No.
Ooh, okay. Then, wow. I don't know what it'll be then. We'll find out about that. And then after that, speaking of the garbage, Alex will give us the latest of what's happening with that, things that you need to know about. So let's get into Joe's journey this week. I don't count it as a loss week. I'm down 3 pounds, but I feel like it's just from being sick.
Yeah.
Like, I've been, like, drinking so much fluid. Like, how much have you been drinking, Pork Chop? Because you've been sick, too. We're both back, and we're clear, even though we sound like butt.
At least 2 Gatorades per day.
Well, that's not that much, though. What is that, like 24 ounces each?
Yeah, and I mean a lot of water.
I mean, you should be drinking like 100 and something ounces a day.
Yeah, I mean, water too.
I don't know. I've been drinking like 4 of those giant Powerades, which I know they're all sugar or whatever. I get the low sugar ones, but man, I just cannot get enough fluids in me. Like, it's gross.
I wonder if I lost weight too.
You should check. I mean, honestly, if I lost 3 pounds every week, I might just keep on getting influenza A.
Yuck.
I mean, it's... No. Well, that was a creepy laugh. Please don't ever do that
I'm
again.
Surprised you're even doing an update. I just figured you'd be like, we're skimming Joe's journey this week because I've been sick, so, like, there isn't any update.
No, well, that's why I was going to say it is just for the fact of, like, I'm down 3 pounds, but, like, so that's where the scale's at.
Right.
But I just... I mean, I'm going to hold it at where the number's at, but if, like, I'm magically... at 3 pounds up next week, I'm like, well, I didn't really do anything. It's just stayed the same.
So when do you plan on getting back into it? Because I haven't been feeling good this week, like with cold symptoms, I guess. So I haven't been going to Pure Bar.
How long have you been going? Like how often?
I've tried to go 6 days a week or 5 days a week.
Oh my God.
I don't go on Saturdays and Sundays.
Who are you?
So I look like I'm getting little abs.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing a pretty good job.
Yeah.
But I haven't been now since like last Thursday because I started not feeling good.
Well, here's what I don't know. If anybody wants to hit us up at Joe and Alex Show, you can send us a tweet. Like, I'm clear. I'm not infectious or anything. I've heard, or at least people say, like, oh, well, exercise will really help kick out that cold.
See, that's what I wonder. Does it make it worse because you get exhausted and then it makes your cold symptoms worse or your sickness come back? Or is it good to do it?
Because I felt a little bit better yesterday. I was trying just to fix, like, our little fence was busted in the back where our dogs were getting out. So I put a couple of zip ties in there and trying to get up. I was, like, so lightheaded. But it's also because I haven't eaten. That's why I'm down 3 pounds. I haven't eaten and sweating everything out. So a kind of a lame update this week for Joe's journey. But if people were wondering, there you go. That's the latest. Down 3 pounds because, well, influenza A. The best ever was when I was, what, I think 21, and I got the swine flu from that girl that I made out with at the bar.
Oh.
No, it was terrible, guys. I honestly, that was the worst, sickest I've ever been. Way worse than what I just had. I thought I was going to die. I remember calling my mom as a nurse. I'm like, Mom, I need you to come here. No, like, I was that scared of how bad it was. I had 103 fever. Like, it was intense. But let me tell you something. I lost 14 pounds in 9 days.
Whoa.
So definitely this influenza did not help out Joe's journey like I was hoping it would. All right, 833-JOE-ALEX. If you got something that you're into, give us a call now. We'd love to talk to you on the air. Also, you can hit us up social media, Twitter. It is at Joe and Alex Show. It could be Help Me Out Here, Alex. It could be maybe a TV show you like watching on Netflix or Hulu. What
else? A product. It could be a place, like a restaurant or something.
Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show. Yes? Is this thing working? Yeah, we're live. We're back. Not saying we're not sick, but we're all here together. Hey, it's Pork Chop. Look at that. Bringing in coffee with a little bit of sicka. He's been scaring people, by the way. Pork Chop, why are you throwing coffee on Liv? You jerk.
I picked it up weird.
I can't believe... Did you see that, Alex? He just threw coffee on Liv the Web Girl.
Wow,
you want everybody to feel your pain? Is that it? All right, anyways, what we're into. Let's get into it right now. 833-JOE-ALEX. I'm into it. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm so into you, I can barely breathe. I'm a lame-o. I got nothing this week that I'm into, but if you got something, 833-JOE-ALEX. It could be a song, it could be music, it could be a book, food, anything. It doesn't matter. We just want to hear what it is, so hopefully we can check it out if it's cool. Also on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show. Who's kicking it off today? Who's into something?
Sure, I'll go first. I am obsessed with a hangover cure, hangover prevention. It is a little pill that you can get at like any drugstore. So CVS, Walgreens, you can go to like your Whole Foods and get it. It's called Party Smart. And it is popular. It is a clinically studied hangover prevention for a better next morning in a single pill. So it's just one pill that you take while you're drinking. So you like bring it with you to the bar and take it with your shot, and it helps you not get a hangover the next day. It speeds up alcohol detox and cleansing. It like whatever it is that's in your liver that like causes hangovers, it eliminates it.
Now, you said it's clinically tested. Has it actually been like FDA approved, or is it just like somebody said they did research?
Oh, I don't know about FDA.
I'm not hating on it, but it's like, you know, like
it's plant-based, so their Liv can have it. It's 100% vegetarian.
There you go.
So this sounds healthy to me. It is gluten-free, free from wheat, corn, soy, and dairy. Also magnesium-free. So look, anybody can have it.
All right. Well, hey, take that out next time you're out there partying.
And it's super cheap. I mean, it's only a couple bucks for you to get it if you want to pop into Walgreens or Whole Foods or whatever and get it on your way out to the bars. So we'll put a swipe up for you to see that on our Instagram story at Joan Alex Show.
Did you try it recently?
Yes. My friend brought a couple out for St. Patrick's Day.
And do you feel like it made a difference for you? Well, good. Wow. Hangovers suck.
That's amazing.
They take me out. To be honest with you guys, I haven't been sick. I drank on Friday night, and I just was hungover the whole time I've been gone. That's what the problem was. All right, Live the Web Girl, what are you into this week?
Okay, so I've been into this show, actually not even just this week, but I'm deciding to talk about it this week because I don't know why I haven't yet. It is my favorite show of all time. It is in its seventh season, and that is Vanderpump Rules. It is my absolute favorite show, my favorite genre, reality television. It's on Bravo, which is basically my religion, and it is about people in their like 20s and really early 30s that all work at this restaurant that is a fabulous restaurant in LA, and it's just about their lives and their drama. Guys, I can't express to you how much this show means to me. I would even rank it better than the Kardashians, like Keeping Up with the Kardashians. That's how good it is. You can watch through all of the seasons either on Bravo, like if you have cable, or on the Bravo app, or you can even do it on Hulu, like without commercials or anything. And it is currently in its seventh season. So episodes are going on right now. And I watched the episode yesterday. I watch it every Tuesday from Monday night. And I just want it to keep going. I can't get enough of Vanderpump Rules. It's amazing.
I heard that that restaurant in LA is like super hard to get into.
Oh, super hard to get into because everyone wants to go to it.
So listen to how ticked off I was. A couple months ago, I was in LA and there was someone in this group of people that I was with that knew someone that got us in. We had a reservation. We were going to go for brunch. And the person that I was with refused to go.
Really?
So
why?
I didn't get to go. They just didn't want to. So
that's
I was
crazy.
So upset because I missed out on going to this restaurant that I've heard all about.
Their food is super, super good, I heard. My boyfriend's sister has actually been there like 3 or 4 times.
Oh.
Yeah, so she goes there every single year.
All right.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's kick it off with Tiffany. Hey, Tiffany, what are you into?
I am into a new series on Netflix called Unsolved. It's about the murders of Biggie and Tupac.
Ooh,
you got me. Tell me more. Tell us more.
Yes. So it's a series. It's run kind of like your other like murder show series, like I guess like NCIS or stuff like that, because it follows the original detectives that picked up both of the cases, and then it fast forwards 10 years to when the feds picked it up. And then it kind of bounces back and forth between that and then when they were both alive, and it tells you at the end of every episode how even after 20 years later, they still have nothing. No charges, no connections.
I'm definitely going to be watching that because I'm obsessed.
I thought about you when I started watching it. I thought about you. I was like, oh my God, I would love this.
Yes, I know I'm going to like that. So I'm for sure going to put that on my list. This is a weird fun fact about me, but I'm obsessed with like 90s gang wars, like hip hop gang wars. I am into it.
Absolutely love this.
Well, Alex, you exude gang violence in your life. I mean, come on.
I'm a gangster, gangster.
Mm-hmm. Who do you think did it, Tiffany? Who shot Tupac? Who killed Biggie?
Suge Knight.
Suge did both of them.
Yep. Oh, man. I knew about Tupac. I didn't know about Biggie.
He ran a dude over with his truck. I wouldn't put anything past Suge. Hey, thank you, Tiff.
Hey, no problem.
I felt bad. I'm like, what if she doesn't like being called Tiff? And I just called her Tiff like that. Linda's on the Joe and Alex show. What's up, Linda? What are you into?
Hey, I'm into this week lately K-drama.
What's that?
K-drama, it's like Korean drama. It's just
like
TV from like another country.
Where do you watch it?
There's like apps. I don't know how to say it, like V-U-K-I or something like that.
Careful, I don't want you to swear. All right, so is it in Korean then? Like, cause would I understand it if I watched it, or how would I enjoy it?
Subtitles.
You can also watch it
on YouTube. They have a lot of shows on YouTube.
I like
shows in other languages with the subtitles, but I don't know if the humor doesn't just translate properly. I'm like, that didn't seem that funny to me. But hey, if you like it, that's kind of cool though. Thank you for sharing, Linda. I didn't mean to poo-poo on you. I'm sorry. I just was trying to understand it. My brain works really slow. I have like a big mouse in there that's really lazy. Lee's on the Joe and Alex show. Lee, thanks for calling in. What are you into?
Hey, good morning.
What up?
I'm into making stack plates.
Huh?
What?
I'm into making stack plates.
What is that? What is that?
Okay, so you go to the Goodwill and you buy random plates. Okay, so you might have a big plate at the bottom, a middle plate, a smaller plate kind of tearing up, and you could put a bowl on the top. So you buy old candlesticks. They're like 69 cents, 99 cents. You buy old crystal candlesticks. So you take this special glue called E6000. You take your bottom plate, you put your glue on the bottom of your candlestick, put it in the middle of the plate, glue it on. Take your next plate, put glue that on. Take your next candlestick, put that up, then put something on the top. So cute. You can use them for fruit plates. You can use them for candy plates. You can use them for veggie things. If you put a bowl in the top, you can put dressing in it. You can put dip in it.
Ooh, we should get one of those for the studio.
Any color you want, anything you want, they're adorable.
Can you send us a photo of this? Can you send us a photo, like on Facebook or
Twitter
on Instagram, Twitter?
Something.
We want to see it.
Sure, I will send you a photo.
You should open up an Etsy shop.
Yeah,
and sell.
I think I'm going to do a little pop shop at one of the golf courses I used to work at, and make a bunch of them, and bring them, and you know, sell them for like $10. They're probably about $4 or $5 each to make by the time you get.
Don't tell people your margins here. Quiet. Shh. That's your money, girl. Come on. We'll wrap it up with Cassandra this morning. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What are you into this week? Share it with us.
Hi. I also have a TV show. It's called Sex, Love, Robot, and it's a Netflix exclusive.
What is that about?
It's kind of what it sounds like, but it's really neat because it's each episode is a different episode, like a different story. So it's not like a season of one thing. It's like one episode's about space, but they're all animated. Some are really realistic, like you think they're real people, and they actually have like a celebrity, but they've been digitized.
Are they hooking up with the robots though? Like, where's the sex part?
There's a lot of nudity in it.
Like naked robot boobs?
Okay, so even though it's animated, it's not for kids.
Yes, it's not for kids. It's a lot of nudity, a lot of cussing, a lot of gore. But it is epic. Like some of them are lame, and some, but they're only like 6 minutes, 10 minutes, 12 minutes. So
you sound like you'd be fun to party with.
Yeah, hell yeah. Woo! Hey guys, I brought out my robot. That's awesome. We're gonna have to check that out.
I don't understand what's so funny.
I don't either.
I'm so confused.
I'm laughing at naked robot boobs.
I guess it's a girl thing. I don't find it funny.
No, I don't think that. It almost seems like you guys were laughing at her. I feel bad for her.
No, we're laughing at our little robot questions.
I
don't judge anybody. Like, if you're into your own thing, that is so cool. My little 10-year-old brother, Michael, I do Big Brothers Big Sisters, he loves, I think it's anime. And that's not my thing, but I'm not going to laugh at him for
anime,
it.
Anime's super popular.
No, I know. Like I said, I'm not laughing at it. I'm laughing at I'm just thinking about the robots. Like, are people hooking up with robots?
I mean,
like, are they like talking
the
like?
There's a whole robot brothel in Houston.
Is that
a big thing? It was a story we talked about.
Robots or dolls? Because dolls are different.
No, like a sex robot doll thing. Like,
and then, like,
animatronic
did they just talk
women.
Like, hello, big boy.
I don't know that they talk.
I want you to show me your
I don't think guys want girls talking in those situations. Oh, my God.
I don't get what's happening.
I want to hook up with you.
Not funny.
Would you like to reboot me?
I think you just need to watch it, Joe.
I think you guys are hallucinating from your meds.
Yeah, I definitely think so. You guys still have a fever and are hallucinating from it.
That's funny.
All right, go ahead and tell us what's coming from the garbage. I'm trying to think of more robot jokes, but okay. I've run out of them.
This celebrity revealed that they've been living in a sober house. Did Ariana Grande make a grave career mistake? And the new Toy Story 4 trailer is out.
Ooh, toys. I'm sorry.
Oh, I love trash. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
An emotional Wendy Williams revealed on her show that she's been living at a sober house to deal with ongoing drug problems.
For some time now, I have been living in a sober house. And you know, I've had a struggle with cocaine in my past, and I never went to a place to get the treatment. I don't know how, except God was sitting on my shoulder and I just stopped. Nobody knew, because I look so glamorous out here.
She also kind of talked about her daily routine.
After I finish my appointments, I am driven by my 24-hour sober coach back to a home that I live in here in the tri-state with a bunch of smelly boys who've become my family. Doors locked by 10 p.m. Lights out by 10 p.m. So I go to my room and I stare at the ceiling and I think to wake up to come back here to see you. So that is my truth.
Rodgers and Hammerstein earns 90% of songwriter royalties from Ariana Grande's song Seven Rings. In the song, Grande sings about lashes, diamonds, and ATM machines, taking her own twist on their song From the Sound of Music, My Favorite Things. Rodgers and Hammerstein are just two of the 10 people credited on the song, but since the two have passed on, the money goes to Concord, which is the music company that owns them and their catalog. So she is really not making any money off this song.
So I guess she just did it to have, like, maybe the overall, like, good job of her. I can't even talk today. Like, for her CD to do well. But you're right. There's no money being made for her off of the sales of that single.
Which is interesting. I also saw yesterday she posted her tour just started. And I saw she posted photos of, like, you know, the venues all set up and everything. And she's got a table set up for people to get registered to vote.
Which I think is cool. I mean, at least bringing it the awareness of people to vote. But at the same time, it's like, if you're not aware, I don't know. I'm, like, kind of, like, tossing and turning on that one.
I think that Taylor Swift will be doing the same thing when she, after her new album comes out and she launches a tour for 2020. Guarantee she's going to have stuff. Well, actually, if it's already 2020, then it'll probably be too late. I don't know how long, because, you know, I've been registered to vote since I was 18, so now I don't remember the process of how long it takes for all that to go through.
I was voting when I was 12. Just snuck in there. Push buttons.
Speaking of voting, many Americans say Saturday Night Live has become too political. The poll found that 39% agreed with the statement that the series has gotten too political, while 30% disagree. Shocker, 60% of Democrats said that they don't mind the political leaning of SNL. Well, no crap.
Did you talk about on Monday or Tuesday about, isn't, like, Trump threatening he was going to do something with SNL?
No.
If they keep on making fun of him? What a baby. I don't like it when it gets too political, but it's like everybody gets so butthurt. Who cares? Just be funny. Bring back Chris Farley. Can we revive him?
60% of Democrats said that they don't mind the political leaning of SNL, but 52% of Republicans don't like it when the sketch comedy takes on politics. Gucci Mane's ex, Sheena Evans, wants the rapper put behind bars for not paying her legal fees in their child support case. According to her, Gucci Mane has failed to pay over, almost $2,500 that was meant to cover the cost of her lawyer after the court ordered him to do so. She's requested that Gucci Mane pay $20,000 a month in child support instead of the only $2,000 a month that he was originally ordered to pay back in 2011.
Oh, you're slipping, Gucci.
Man, that went up quite a bit,
No kidding. That's what happens. Just pay it on time.
From $2,000 to $20,000.
Ugh, that hurts me.
And the new trailer for Toy Story 4 has been released, and it will tug at your heartstrings. In this new adventure, Woody reunites with Bo Peep after chasing after Bonnie's new toy, Forky, a spork who doesn't believe he's a toy and jumps out of the RV window as the family heads out on a family trip.
Everyone, Bonnie made a friend in class.
She's already making friends.
No, she literally made a new friend. I want you to meet Forky.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
He's a spork.
Yes, yeah, I know.
I love watching that trailer.
The tagline for the movie takes on the theme of on the road of life. There are old friends, new friends, and stories that change you. The movie is out on June 21st with Keanu Reeves in a secret role. That is the garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, get your head thinking, because I need to have a good answer from you at 833-JOE-ALEX. What Sesame Street character would you like to be stuck with if you were on a deserted island? It could be any one of them. This thing has been going crazy on Twitter the past couple of days. We have been thinking about it. We've got our answers. We'll share those with you next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Listen, here's the thing. I saw this trending on Twitter like 2 days ago, but we couldn't talk about it because half the show was out because of the freaking flu. So now we're talking about it because this is very important to me. If you are stranded on a deserted island, which Sesame Street character do you want to have with you? And here's the thing, you can only pick one, and they, in Sesame Street, the show, gave four options, and this went totally viral on Twitter. Like, they were talking about it on Good Morning America. Everyone weighed in on this. Crazy viral tweet. Thousands and thousands of people chimed in. There are the four options of Cookie Monster.
C is for Cookie.
Grover. Oscar the Grouch or Elmo? Who you got? 833-JOE-ALEX. Call 833-JOE-ALEX. If you're stranded on a deserted island, who are you bringing with you? You can only pick one.
I know.
I'm totally bringing Big Bird.
That's not an option.
I'm sorry, but I would kill all the other ones.
No, see, I know exactly who I would pick. I would pick Elmo. One, Elmo was my favorite toy as a little kid. My Tickle Me Elmo. Because here's the reason why. The grouchy guy in the trash can. Oscar the Grouch. He's really cranky, so he's not going to be positive. Positive vibes are not going to be able to get us through the stranded island experience. Number two, the cookie guy. Cookie Monster is super fat. He's going to eat all of the food that we get. You know,
he only eats cookies, though.
He is not going to survive. He's going to try to eat everything. He's not going to split it like equally. So that would be a disaster. And also, I know Elmo likes hugs. And so you'll probably need each other for body warmth. So that's why I'm going with Elmo.
That's a good point.
Elmo would be so annoying, though. It's like, hey, it's me, Elmo.
Honestly, so I looked a little bit into this Grover character. Because I've never watched Sesame Street a lot at all. And I didn't know who Grover was. Grover seems pretty legit. Like, I want to be friends with Grover.
Grover's seen some things. Grover. I feel like Grover's the most likely to be able to survive.
Is anyone team Grover? Like, we want to know why. 833-JOE-ALEX.
Honestly, I think I might be switching. Like, I feel bad because I'm losing my loyalty to Elmo, but I think I might be team Grover. I feel like we would have a ball on the island
together. I think he's the most normal.
He's funny.
See, now that I'm thinking about this in reverse, if you guys are going to poo-poo it and not let me break the rules, because I would go with Big Bird for so many reasons why, like for
obviously,
survival.
Obviously, you guys could fly off the island.
No, there's no escape.
He's too big to fly. His wings are so tiny.
Yeah, poor guy. Why'd you have to bring that up? Somebody obviously doesn't watch.
Is that like a storyline in Sesame Street?
But he is so tall and huge that you could probably ride on his back. He could be a form of transportation around the island.
You could see things. You could reach things.
That's true. He can help you reach stuff off the trees.
We're forgetting the point. That Big Bird is not an option.
Okay. Hold on.
It's Cookie Monster, Grover, Elmo, or Oscar the Grouch. If you're stranded on a deserted island, who you got? 833-JOE-ALEX.
Julaine, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Who you going with?
So I am team Grover.
Really?
Why?
So he doubles as a superhero.
Really? That's right.
Oh my gosh, I picked the right person.
Like Super Grover or whatever, and he can fly, not very well, but he can fly, so maybe he could like fly us off the island. He seems super fun. Like, I could grab a drink with Grover at the bar. Like,
Grover's just a drunk that puts on a cape, okay? I mean, that's like live on the weekend.
Okay, well, that's more than Elmo does.
That's true. Elmo would annoy me. Like, I would murder Elmo on the island.
See, Elmo's but so typically, cute. I feel like when you're talking about being on a deserted island with somebody, you want it to be somebody fat, because if you have to eat somebody, you want it to be someone that's going to provide the most meat.
He's not going to have a lot of protein. That's not going to keep me full.
Right. Well, so what I was going to say is, if Joe had picked Cookie Monster, who's eating who?
You are such a bitch.
Joe, you didn't really give an answer.
I was trying to think about it right there, and since we're going to keep it locked down, I think I would go with... See, I was going to go with the other fat one, as you brought up. This is interesting. I would go with Cookie Monster just because he'd be sweet and fat like a Kobe beef cow. I feel like he'd be like... Because I would kill him, like, if I had to survive. But at the same time, though,
but then
too,
he would kill you if he had to survive.
No, because the thing is, you're right. Cookie Monster's like a maniac. He's like...
Yeah.
Cookie. So, like, I'd have to wait for him to sleep, and I'd have to lean over him with
the
rock.
This is getting super dark.
And I'm picking Oscar the Grouch because I'm kind of a negative Nancy, and if I'm in that situation, I'm whining, and I'm upset, and I don't want to be with somebody that's too positive, so him and I would get along. And then we got a really good tweet from somebody on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show, who said they also would pick Oscar the Grouch because he has a whole world in his trash can, so if you have to survive, you can survive out of that.
I can't believe that.
But Producer Porkchop, who are you picking?
I didn't pick anyone on the list, But I picked the Yip Yap Martians.
Yeah, right, dude. That would be so annoying.
No, you know why I picked them?
Why?
Because if I'm stuck on an island and I was like, hey, Martians, go get me some coconuts, they'd be like...
Yeah, all
that's
right.
Cute.
Hey, PJ, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Who would you be stuck on the island with?
Well, out of the four, I'd go with Grover.
Why?
You know what? In fact, I'm going to switch that. I'm going to go with the Oscar because he's more intelligent than the rest.
You think so?
He's just a crabby guy, but he's not dumb.
He's crabby. He's crabby, but he's not dumb. So, yeah, I think we can probably survive. Grover, he's not as intelligent.
Somebody else said that each puppet has an age associated with them, and Elmo's only 3 years old and Grover's six, so it's better to be with one of the older ones.
Exactly, and plus the voice would just get too annoying.
Yeah.
But Ernie would be my number one choice, no question.
Yep.
That would also be...
Why Ernie?
Well, he's entertaining, you know, and he's also intelligent, he's witty, and he just always picks on Bert, and I just, that's my... that's funny to me.
Well, Producer Porkchop would also pick Ernie, but for a different reason.
What reason would that be?
Because I guess, what do we play for the same team?
Yeah.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex show.
Well, first of all, I think I've solved why my wife takes so long to go shopping, because a lot of times she'll go by herself. Not that I'm a terrible husband. That could be one thing. But the reason is that I just get so bored, Alex. She's gone for hours at a time shopping. Like, even grocery shopping. I'm like, how does it take that long to go get the food?
Well, women like to look around, check out the deals, see what's new. And also, we like to have that moment when we get a moment alone. We're like, we're going to milk this for what it's worth. No pun intended.
That must be what it is. Like, so she can be away from me. Because other than that, like, we love people. I love people. You know, I talk to listeners too much. That being said, I want to hit people with my cart when I'm shopping. I actually want to do what this lady did, but I don't want to get caught. 21-year-old Elisa Johnson went to a Target on Saturday about 3:30 in the afternoon, so, you know, right in the middle of the day, and did some shopping. She then went to the grocery section and grabbed herself a 6-pack of beer and took it to one of the dressing rooms, and she started to drink them.
Ew.
Now, you can drink the alcohol, but you gotta drink it at home. Like, you gotta buy it and take it home.
Don't do that. That's just trashy.
Yeah, hey, are you in there? I'm busy. I'll be right out.
Don't be doing that.
She stayed in the dressing room, Alex, for over an hour and ended up drinking all 6 Stellas. So she was a classy one. Classy lady right there. Then she tried to walk out of the store with more than $200 worth of stuff inside of her cart.
Whoa!
So, I mean, she went there, drank the 6-pack, and then tried to steal everything else. A security guard stopped her, called the cops. She's facing charges for shoplifting, petty theft, battery, and resisting arrest. Now, at least she was 21. I don't know if this was her big birthday day, but
right.
I mean, that's how you're going to do it? That's how you're gonna celebrate your whole thing?
I mean, if you're going to go to a dressing room, I guess make it like the Gucci store or something. Like, make it a little bit more exciting.
A little higher class, make it a bottle of champagne. That
right.
explains why my wife's gone so long. She must be drinking the whole time. That's your Dummy of the Day here on the Joe and Alex Show.
Check out the Dummy of the Day at joeandalexshow.com.
It's Wednesday. I mean, come on. It's halfway through the week, right? Reason to celebrate. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I wanted to throw a little curveball in here, Alex. I know we had something we were going to talk about, but I don't know. I'm kind of feeling like picked on right now.
Why? What happened?
Well,
By us?
No, it's not you. It's just I don't know why. Like, I'm really emotional about this, and I'm not making fun of you, but I know out of anybody on the show, you get a lot of hate.
Yep.
How do you handle it?
Because real leaders aren't afraid to make people mad. If you want to make everybody happy, then you just got to sell ice cream or something. A real leader knows that not everybody's going to be a happy camper with you. And you just got to get used to that, I feel like.
Isn't there a saying, like, lions don't concern them with, like, tigers' roars or something?
I think that's exactly how it goes.
I think it might be sheep or something like that.
Oh, sheep don't bother.
I don't know. No. Like, I think you're right.
Tigers.
Like, it's lions, but, like, lions don't bother themselves with, like, the thoughts of sheep or
something. I kind of want Liv to work this out right now. Go ahead. Keep on going. Like, try it. Let's try to figure this out.
Wait, no, but why are you upset?
Well, somebody tweeted, like, I think you or Liv tweeted out, like, hey, the show's all back together tomorrow. And then on our Twitter, Joe and Alex show. And I was like, yay, that's really cool. Like, the gang's getting back together. And then somebody, like, hijacked a tweet. And they're like, oh, that's great. You should play a Mariah Carey song that nobody wants to hear.
Like a new one that's come out?
Something new. And all I can think of is, you know, the classic bops.
Right.
So I just replied back. I thought it'd be funny, you know, me, Mr. Humor and all. I said, okay, haven't I been through enough? I just got over influenza A.
I think it's funny.
I think that's hilarious.
Can I tell you right now, that's the biggest regret of my life.
Why? What's happening?
Because the flock of Mariah.
Oh, like the lambs
or
whatever?
Is that what they're called?
I think they're the lambs.
The little lambs? They are evil people.
Yeah, like the silence of lambs.
They are the meanest things I've ever encountered in my life. I'm a people pleaser. I want people to like me. That's pretty apparent if you just tune into the show.
So can you tell Liv really quick, what is going on? Like, read some of the tweets to us or paraphrase what some of them say.
I'm going to carefully read them, yeah, because these things are super, super mean right now. I'll pull it up right now. But Liv, the gist of this is, it's just I made that joke. I'm not saying it's super funny.
No, I thought
but,
that was hilarious, yeah.
But yeah, but then people just started blowing me up like mean comments. Let's see here.
Like what?
Oh, somebody said, that's why you're obese. Skinny stay winning.
What?
And then they got like,
okay. Let's not say skinny stay winning when Mariah Carey has had the weight fluctuations that she has. That seems a little irrelevant.
Then somebody else said, who the F is this bitch? Why is you disrespecting a legend? So I'm getting snapped at. I'm getting snapped. So.
Disrespected a legend.
All right, hold on. Do we have a phone call?
Yes. We're trying to get a hold of somebody that I know that is the biggest Mariah Carey fan. Actually, Liv knows him too.
Gosh, I'm so excited.
But I don't know if we're gonna get a hold of him. So I'm trying to get a hold of him.
Okay, this says yikes, not a good look. You're not even that good looking either. Oh my god.
Why did you call Mariah Carey ugly? Like
no this all is just... I said to her little lambs or whatever. Somebody's like. Somebody jumped on our thing and took it when they weren't supposed to, okay? They just said the show was going to be coming back, you know, together. And they're like, oh, that's great. But could you, they're just throwing their stupid crap out there to hear a song on the radio.
Right.
So now, because of all this mean stuff, I will never, if we have a Mariah Carey song scheduled, I will hit delete.
Oh, my
God. Because of how mean they are. Somebody said, you fat Oompa Loompa having biatch. Mariah Carey people are so mean and shallow.
I said something about harmonizers one time. Well, I said something about Fifth Harmony sucking, and the harmonizers came out in droves. It was so bad. I had to mute my notifications on Twitter because it blew up for hours and hours and hours and hours. It was like a viral thing, like all of them attacking me, and there was thousands of them. They actually were emailing our boss. I had just made a comment or something like, thank God that they're over, like they had broken up or something because they sucked. It was like during an award show. I think it was the first time that like Camila Cabello had performed solo, and I was like, she was the only real star of the group, and they all attacked me. So.
There's some insane ones. It's like, oh, I bet you have diabetes. Okay, what does that have to do with it?
Okay, so I have...
Hold on, I got one more I have to read. I will get to this call. Maybe your next endeavor should be in covering your wiener trapped underneath all that fat you have.
Oh!
Dang!
Wow. So my friend Trevor is on the phone. Trevor actually used to be my intern at the old radio station I used to work at. He has no idea why I'm calling him. Hi, Trevor!
Hello, Alex.
I need you to talk about this. So my co-host Joe made a joke to a bunch of, what are Mariah Carey fans called? Lambs?
Yeah, they're called lambs.
Okay, so Trevor is
more like hyenas.
He is the biggest Mariah Carey fan I know. Hardcore, like cries, like goes to all her shows, all of these different things. And so Joe made a joke. We had been off for the last couple of days because Joe has been sick with the flu. We announced that the whole show was getting back together last night, and we were so excited. And some lamb tweeted us and was like, oh, great, since you're going to be back on the air, you could play Mariah Carey's new single, like, a no-no or something like that.
Yes, it's a no-no, yes.
Okay, so Joe made a joke and was like, I've just gone through having the flu. Haven't I been through enough? And now all of them are attacking him, calling him mean names and stuff on Twitter. Does he deserve it?
Oh, he definitely deserves it. Plus, a no-no is a bop. And we lambs have, we have Mariah Carey Twitters. I have one too, so I'll probably attack you later. We have group chats. Like, we have group chats. I probably have it, actually. But there's a whole radio group chat of where we see when radio talks about Mariah Carey.
What?
What do you mean?
It's called Radio, Mariah Carey Radio. And so we literally, there's nothing but chats about when radios talk about her.
So then if someone says something, hi, Trevor, this is Liv, by the way. I miss you. I also worked with him. So if someone says something mean like that on the radio about my Mariah Carey, like Joe did.
I didn't say anything mean about her, Liv.
They'll get a notification in this group chat so that everyone can go in on that one person.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. Because they're making fun of him, calling him fat and ugly and stuff.
They're saying I can't find my wiener.
You have to be a skinny legend to say Mariah Carey. Like, I may be big, but I'm skinny because I'm a Mariah Carey fan.
Isn't that what somebody said to you?
What? That I could?
They said they said something about you're not only skinny legends can say something.
Yeah
something similar like that. Listen, what does it have to do with weight? Jeez.
Because Mariah Carey's skinny, that's why.
Because Mariah Carey's skinny.
Well, that's her weight fluctuation.
Yeah.
That's why she's skinny.
Well, one time I was born, I think I was skinny too, but I don't hang on to that.
So what should Joe do to get these lambs off his back on Twitter, Trevor?
Play a no-no. Well, definitely just act like you're going to play it or something. Let's definitely back off.
All right.
Or definitely say that you love Mariah Carey or something positive about Mariah Carey because she's a legend.
Should he
I can't. Not with all these people talking to me this way. I will never play a Mariah Carey song on the Joe and Alex show ever again.
Don't make me hang up.
Trevor.
No, like, you have to say something positive about Mariah Carey.
Trevor, what is your Mariah Carey? What's your Mariah Carey Twitter for other lambs that want to follow you?
Oh, it's a radio lamb.
Wow. All right. Well, hey, thanks for taking time away from your full-time job of tweeting and hopping on. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Trevor.
Bye, Trevor.
Thank you.
All right. How about you?
Trevor is amazing.
I don't know how people put up with being so mean online, though, because I was like, I know I'm fat, but it hurts when you have like 20 or 30 people tell you how ugly you are.
Remember that time that I did an interview with Niall Horan over the phone?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then I said that he had the personality of a dead fish. Yeah, I had to turn my Twitter notifications off for like 3 days.
We gotta get out of here. We got a lot of stuff to do. And by that, I mean try not to get sick. It's nice to be back live, though. I swear, it kills me, like, not getting to talk. I wanted to call in with you and Liv on Monday or Tuesday and just like, hey, can I hop on for the garbage?
That is so lame.
No, it's not lame.
It's so lame.
How awesome is it that I love something so much that I hate being away from it?
Or how much do you hate your wife that you can't stand just being alone with her for a couple days?
Well, my wife has a job. She actually goes and, like, contributes.
I'm
well,
kidding.
Lindsay and I have a sensitive time with that, and then you bring it up on air. Oh, I'm
sorry.
I'm cool. Cool therapy.
Do you think I could Uber drive with this mask like this today?
Yeah. There's all your 5 stars.
Yeah, 100%. I would be dinging you.
Well, what if I said I'm protecting myself from others?
I'm not going to believe that. When they made me put on a mask on when I had to get tested for influenza and I had it, everybody looked at me like I had Ebola again. Remember when we all thought we were going to die from Ebola? They're like, I go there like to get my drink. He's got something. You smoke. You have to smoke.
I don't smoke.
It sounds like you're dying inside. I'm waiting for your lungs to pop out. All right. Anyways, but Alex, you said I missed a day today. There's a special celebration.
Yes, today is a very special day because today is National Ravioli Day.
Ravioli, ravioli, give me the formuoli.
Is that something you'll eat with your picky menu of yours?
Nope.
You won't eat ravioli?
I don't eat tomato sauce.
Oh my gosh. I would love for somebody to lightly and nicely kidnap you and abduct you and force you to eat like pizza. Like, eat it.
I would starve to death.
No.
I don't eat any sauces. The only tomato product I will eat, I don't like whole tomatoes either. The only thing I'll eat is ketchup for chicken nuggets and fries, or I like chili.
Who's that guy that says this right here?
Ravioli, ravioli, give me the formuoli.
It's the fake robot Mr. Krabs in SpongeBob in one episode.
Okay,
it's actually Plankton.
It's like a little Plankton dude or whatever like that?
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess we're going to wrap up the show today with a brand new track from Plankton and SpongeBob. It's pretty dope, and it's also got a little Wiz Khalifa in there.
Yeah, you know what it is.
Ravioli, ravioli, give me the formuoli.
Yeah, you know what it is.
Ravioli, ravioli, give me the formuoli.
Yeah!
That's what we're talking about.
Ravioli, ravioli, give me the formuoli.
You're right over there, pork chop. You're just looking at me weird with a thumb drive.
No, I'm kidding.
You look like a doctor about to, like, you know, hey, we got to check your butt, bro. Bend over. We'll see how things are doing. Okay, there we go. God, are we going to do a show anymore?
Nope.
Okay. Hey, Alex, Live the Web Girl, producer, Port Chat, myself, Joe, we got to get on out of here, but before we do that, we got to say goodbye.
Ew.
Dude, really?
Use your cough button.
Really?
God, dude. The mask.
The Lord gave you two arms.
Use one of them.
No, you don't cough into the mic. I've had to hit my cough button 800 times this morning.
I've got the mask on.
Oh my gosh. That doesn't hide it.
What are you, future mask off? Put the mask back on, okay? Now that Liv's back from taking a dump, let's say goodbye, okay?
I was going number one.
I don't believe that. Huh? You were gone for a long time. I'm worried about you. All right. Let's say goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.